FM4 Interview Podcast.
Amanda Palmer, you played two long, sold-out shows at the Vuk in Vienna. How was it for you?
It was really, really fun. And I love how totally different both shows were. That was great. There was like the cute G-rated 4 o'clock show and then the epic semi-X-rated 8 o'clock show.
I especially like the breastfeeding moment right at the beginning. And you brought Ash on stage. Was that a premiere for you?
No, he's been on stage before in London a couple months ago, and he came on stage and played the piano. That is the first time I've breastfed on stage, though. I thought it would calm him down enough for him to want to play the piano, but he was just not in the mood.
Yesterday on stage, you said something like that you were afraid that he might get not to like your job.
Yeah, I mean, I worry about that. Right now, he's only a year old, so he can't really express his opinion. But, you know, I do wonder, I have such a relationship with my audience and with the public. And it's a real relationship that requires time and a focused attention. And I, you know, I really wonder what his relationship with that relationship is going to be. When he's 5 and when he's 10 and when he's 15 and how he's going to feel about his mom needing to turn her attention away from him, to turn her attention towards a group of 1,000 people, and whether he's going to resent that. And I really don't want him to resent it. I want him to enjoy it and feel like he can celebrate and be included in that relationship instead of, you know, left at home.
And you also share a lot with your community and your fans, a lot of your private life too, obviously. Did that change by having a baby?
I've had enough yelling at me on the internet to know that there's certain dirty laundry that I just don't air anymore. But I have a very private husband. And that might actually sound strange because Neil is also so active on social media and he blogs, but he doesn't talk about his personal stuff very much the way I do. And so you can actually see this trend and this change in my life from the time I started dating Neil and then getting married. There is a lot of stuff that I don't talk about. So I struggle with that because I miss sharing my life as much as I used to. But compared to some other women, you know, I'm probably still a lot more active on the internet as a mother than your average person. You know, and I've posted tons of pictures of myself breastfeeding, and I've written songs about how frightening it is to be a parent, especially when you leave your baby in the backseat of the car by accident. So I'm still telling my truth in my own way.
You've been really, really busy in the last year. At a time when most other young mothers maybe would take a break from work, you recorded an album with your dad, you did the David Bowie tribute, you played gigs with the Dresden Dolls, and you did a million other things. So did that come natural, or did you maybe also have the feeling that you had to prove something as a female artist?
I think it was a little bit of both. But I always like to do everything in the extreme. The most important thing to understand about me is that if I was going to have a baby, I wasn't going to half-ass it. I was going to have a baby. I had a totally natural childbirth. I didn't want any drugs. I wanted to feel and experience every possible last corner of what it meant to be a mother. And I've really enjoyed the juggle. You know, to me, it's all like one big Gesamtkunstwerk anyway. There's tweeting and blogging and writing songs and writing books and changing diapers and cooking food and doing laundry. And I approach them all the same way. I don't really see a difference. They're all just a bunch of creative tasks and they're all going to inform one another. And so I look at having this baby as just sort of yet another creative project.
So it is possible to be a full-time mother and a full-time artist?
I think one of our biggest fucking problems is we segment everything anyway. What does it mean to be a full-time mother? If you have a child, you're a full-time mother. You could be a bad full-time mother. But I mean, I think if you're an artist and you're a mother, and you decide to make no art so that you can be a better mother, you're doing your child a disservice. The best parent you can be for your child is to simply do what adults do. And adults create and work and leave and come back. And, you know, my approach has just been to take him with me everywhere I go and show him how my world works and how it all happens.
You recorded an album with your dad, You Got Me Singing. Mm-hmm. So how was it to work with him both in the studio and then on tour?
It was really wonderful. My dad and my mom got divorced when I was Ash's age. I was 11 months old when they divorced. And I grew up with my mom, and I barely knew my dad. I saw him sometimes, but we didn't have much of a relationship. And when I started touring, I invited him up onto stage to play cute Leonard Cohen covers with me. And one thing led to another. And actually, making music together and touring and constantly visiting him in the city that he lived was the thing that I think allowed our relationship to exist and blossom and grow.
Was it easy, because you haven't had a work relationship with him, of course, was it easy then maybe in the studio to tell him, Dad, I didn't like that, could we do it again? Or yeah. Is that really difficult?
It wasn't really difficult. It was a little bit difficult, but we chose really easy songs for that reason. We chose simple folk songs that we knew we could record with ease. But, you know, the whole point of the project was to enjoy each other. And I think, you know, when you listen to the album, it's a very simple record for that reason. The point of being in the studio wasn't to be a slave master or, you know, to make the world's, you know, most unforgettable pop album. It was to be in the studio with my dad.
Mm. I looked it up yesterday again. You've got almost 9,000 patrons at the moment, which is basically a big stadium of people paying you a certain amount of money, a self-chosen amount of money, for whatever thing you put out there, whatever song, album, video, whatever it is. How does it make you feel?
It makes me feel incredibly supported and loved, because to know that 8,000 or 9,000 people trust me enough to basically give me their credit cards and tell me to use their money as I see fit, it's just a real testament to the power of the relationship that I've built with those fans over the last 15 years. A lot of those are people who've been with me since the beginning, since the dawn of the Dresden Dolls. And they know me really well. And they know that they can trust me. And they know that it's an open relationship, you know, that there's an ongoing conversation and they can leave when they want. They can come back if they want. They know that I take criticism pretty well.
I wondered if maybe there was a risk with your way of working that it might endanger your, like, your artistic self-discipline in a way, in terms of... no matter what you put out, your fans are going to like it. And when maybe sometimes it would be better to go over it again.
Well, luckily, my fans don't like everything I do. And they're very honest with me. And I mean, sometimes they vote with their silence. And surely there's going to be the couple of dozen people out there who are just like a doting mother and will put every single watercolor on the fridge because their child made it. But in general, my fans are an excellent sounding board. And when they really love something, they tell me. And when they like something okay, they tell me. And when they don't care for something, they tell me. And I'm so blessed to have a relationship like that with my fans, because there's an honesty going both ways that I can actually count on and I really appreciate. Because if they just loved everything I did, I would be in serious fucking trouble.
FM4 Interview Podcast.